organizing as soon as possible actions by context. Over many years, I've discovered that the best way to be reminded of an as soon as I can action is by the particular context required for that action. That is, either the tool or the location or the person needed to complete it. For instance, if the action requires a computer, it should go on an at computer list. If your action demands that you be out in your car driving around, such as stopping by the bank or going to the hardware store, the errands list would be the appropriate place to track it. If the next step is to talk about something face-to-face with your partner, Emily, putting it into an Emily folder or list makes the most sense. How discrete these categories will need to be will depend on, 1, how many actions you actually have to track, and 2, how often you change the context within which to do them. If you are that rare person who has only 25 next actions, a single next actions list might suffice. It could include items as diverse as buy nails and talk to boss about staff changes and draft ideas about offsite meeting. If, however, you have 50 or 100 next actions pending, keeping all of those on one big list would make it too difficult to see what you needed to see. Each time you got any window of time to do something, you'd have to do unproductive resorting. If you happen to be on a short break at a conference, during which you might be able to make some calls, you'd have to identify the items that were calls among a big batch of unrelated items. When you went out to do odds and ends, you'd probably want to pick out your errands and make another list. Another productivity factor that this kind of organization supports is leveraging your energy when you're in a certain mode. When you're in phone mode, it helps to make a lot of phone calls. Just crank down your calls list. When your computer is up and running and you're cruising along digitally, it's useful to get as much done online as you can without having to shift into another kind of activity. It takes more energy than most people realize to unhook out of one set of behaviors and get into another kind of rhythm and tool set. And obviously, when a key person is sitting in front of you in your office, you'd be wise to have all the things you need to talk about with him or her immediately at hand.